Republican Dan Newhouse is edging out Tea Party favorite Clint Didier in the 4th Congressional District. Newhouse is leading with 53%. Both men are Republicans. They fought a bitter campaign to replace retiring Republican Congressman Doc Hastings. The state's 9 incumbent members of Congress were all easily reelected last night. That includes freshman Susan DelBene in the 1st District. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
When the first returns rolled in last night, DelBene's campaign staff were jubilant and somewhat surprised. The numbers were several percentage points stronger than they had predicted.
As you can see from the early results that we have so far, we're going to win!
And when Susan DelBene took the stage, she first thanked her opponent for his courage in deciding to run.
And now the voters have spoken, and they've spoken up for a focus on civility rather than partisanship. They've spoken up for cooperation and not divisive ideology. And they've spoken up to say they appreciate our commitment to getting results. And I thank them, and I thank you.
DelBene was regarded as the only vulnerable Democratic member of Congress in the state this year. Her district, the first, was drawn to be a swing district, evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. This was her first reelection bid. She was challenged by Republican Pedro Celis, a first-time candidate who struggled to get his campaign off the ground. Celis says he called DelBene to congratulate her last night, but did not officially concede defeat. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.